AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Tropical Storm Anna is a bit closer to the Carolina coast. Top sustained winds, 60 miles an hour. James Franklin, chief of forecast operations at the National Hurricane Center, says the wind and the rain aren't the biggest threat.
Our main concern is not so much with the wind, because we think it will weaken some as it gets closer to the coast, but rip currents can sometimes cause fatalities.
Franklin says the storm will move up the coast over the next couple of days. A strong storm system coming out of the Rockies brings a threat of thunderstorms, heavy rain, and flash flooding to the southern plains and snow from the mountains to western South Dakota. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan.
That's going to intensify as it moves northeastward toward the central plains during the afternoon and the overnight period. As it does so, it's going to draw a lot of very moist air up through the central plains back toward parts of the central northern Rockies.
An FBI agent serving an arrest warrant at a suburban Denver motel has been shot in the leg by the suspect. Denver special agent in charge, Michael Rankin, says the suspect barricaded himself inside the room following the shooting.
After a significant amount of time, agents and task force officers cleared the hotel room, and the subject was found deceased.
Officials say the man, wanted for a series of bank robberies in the Denver area, killed himself. As many as 10 crew members are dead in the crash of a brand-new military transport plane undergoing flight trials in Spain. Prime Minister says the A400 Airbus went down near the airport in Seville. State-run television broadcast footage shot from a car showing a plume of black smoke rising into the sky. TVE says the pilots radioed to the control tower saying they were having trouble with the plane, says AP Radio News. A hung jury in the New York trial of a man who confessed to the 1979 murder of 6-year-old Eitan Pates.
After 11 weeks of testimony, 60 witnesses, and 3 weeks of jury deliberation, a wrenching 36-year-old child disappearance case remains unresolved. Stan Pates said he was bitterly disappointed after a jury split 11-1 in favor of convicting Pedro Hernandez of the kidnapping and murder of his 6-year-old son. Defense attorney Harvey Fishbein says he understands, but
there's only a resolution if the correct man is held responsible, and we firmly believe that Pedro Hernandez is not the right man.
Hernandez, a teenage store clerk in 1979, confessed 3 years ago. Fishbein says his confessions were a fiction created by mental illness. Prosecutors say they'll try the case again. Warren Levinson, New York.
Michelle Obama gives today's commencement address to some 500 graduates at Tuskegee University in Alabama. Today's speech, one of three the First Lady will give this graduation season. She'll deliver remarks at Oberlin College in Ohio and at a Chicago high school. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.